college football playoff expansion and so forth, and when we might see it and what's holding it up and the network involvement and all of that. And Dan Wokin wrote a piece this morning, USA Today, talking about the expansion problems. And we talked about it last week, Mark. They had the meeting in Dallas, all right, with the commissioners of all 10, you know, FBS conferences, meeting in Dallas. The Notre Dame AD was not there because of their, you know, coaching change and so forth at that time. But anyway, they met in Dallas last week. They left with major issues, as he says, still unresolved. So they agreed they're going to get back together in January and talk again in January. They've had six different meetings, and they haven't come up with anything yet. They're going to meet for a seventh time, but the current 12-year playoff contract expires after a 2025 season, all right? But if they don't get this thing done in January, Marcus, they're saying that we probably are not going to see the expanded playoff until 2026. What are your thoughts?
I think it's going to be difficult to come to an agreement unless ESPN lets everyone out and agrees to give up agrees to give up their rights. I mean, the way that they've got exclusivity on it, and I don't think they're going to do it. Right, you know what I mean? I mean, I think maybe if the money was so big and the Big Ten and some of these other conferences that wanted to combat what the SEC is doing, get their way and, you know, get other networks to be a part of it, then it's not changing.
And it just boggles my mind, Mark, that a lot of the people that are holding this up are people like the Pac-12 and the Mountain West, so to speak, the Mountain West commissioner. You know, what's his name, Craig Thompson, was saying that he thought that eight was still a possibility last week and so forth. The Pac-12, this is the sixth time in 8 years that they're not going to have a playoff team. Well, and I know they have a new commissioner and all that, but and he's crying, this new commissioner, George Klevkov, whatever his name is,
right?
He's saying it's a broken system, we need to fix it. Well, okay, well, then fix it and make a decision. But your conference has been left out for six out of the last 8 years, all right? Heck, the Big 12, this is going to be the fourth time that the Big 12 champ is not in the playoffs, you know? So they got nothing to be bragging about either. But Sankey is sitting there going, okay, guys, if you guys want to be hard to deal with, you know, we're doing just fine over here. We got two out of the four playoff teams.
But yeah, I don't think that Sankey shares those same sentiments that it's broken. It's not broken for the SEC. They just put two teams in it again.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
But Sankey was on that four-man committee, which Bowlesby was too, I mean, that came up with the new 12-team format. But then when they found out about OU Texas and found out Sankey had been working behind the scenes, you know, while, you know, to steal OU and Texas while he was working on this playoff plan, and then that they have a problem. They basically are saying that Sankey had significant information from the networks about the future of the sport that other people didn't have while he was putting this new format together. So they're all mad at Sankey, but hey, you can be mad at Sankey all you want to, but all the while he is smiling going to the bank while these other people like the Pac-12 and Big 12 are being left out of the playoffs.
Well, I mean, you know, I think the move to get Oklahoma and Texas into that league and then, you know, knowing what kind of money that they had was probably a little bit alarming to everybody else based on the 12-team format, because then I think that the thinking was not, oh, hey, we'll get one team in like this. The Pac-12 now is that, oh, man, well, the SEC might get four in or five.
Yeah,
and
right,
I don't know that that's
right,
necessarily true, you know what I'm saying? But right. I think they kind of felt like maybe they were being a little bit duped by, you know, by stealing two teams that are that should be in the discussion every year. I mean, Texas theoretically should be in the discussion, but they haven't, so they're going to have to prove it.
But I would – hey, listen, I would love to see a team like Baylor, you know, in the playoffs this year. I would love – I mean, a team like OSU, Ohio State, we could go – Notre Dame. I mean, those are four that, would have been considered or whatever. You know, at least in an 8-team playoff. But for like a 12-team playoff, a team like Baylor, those teams I just mentioned, they could do a lot of damage in a playoff like that. A team like Utah, look what they just demolished Oregon two times, you know, and they got no chance to do anything. So anyway, they need to get together and get this thing done. If they meet again in January and they continue, and I think that's a joke, this situation, the contract that they have right now where they have to have unanimous consent, you know, to do it. And so just one guy, some, you know, if the Mountain West commissioner is mad or if the Pac-12 is mad or whatever, one guy can torpedo the whole thing. Now, once they have the new agreement, it'll just take a majority vote. They're not going to – it boggles my mind that they ever agreed on this unanimous – you got to have unanimous approval to change the thing anyway. But that meeting coming up in January is a really, really big deal. But if they don't come to their senses, it is possible – that we're not going to have a 12-team playoff all the way till 2026. We're sitting here in 2021. Are you kidding me? They're saying it might be 5 years before we have expansion. I think that would be a joke, Marcus.
I think the 12-team is a much better model. That's for sure. Hopefully, they can get it worked out. But you know, it'll be a tough negotiation between all of those different entities. I mean, for ESPN,
you know, the Pac-12, yeah. Pac-12's wanting an automatic bid for their champion, Merck. You know, they had the thing written up. How was it, Matt? They take the top six, you know, highest-rated conference champions.
Yes.
In other words, they didn't guarantee all these Power Five.
Right.
And like you said, Matt, what, last year, the Pac-12, there were two other conferences that were ranked higher than the
yes,
Pac-12 champion, right?
Yes, Coastal Carolina and Cincinnati. Yeah. So the American and whatever Coastal's in, the Sun Belt or whatever it is.
But it's rare that you would have a Pac-12 champion right behind two Group of Five champions in the first place. But it did happen. But I'm just saying, you know, hey, if you're good enough, well then, if you're not good enough to be considered one of the top 12, well then just go get better is what I'm saying on that deal. But anyway, I agree with Dan Woken. I mean, if they wait more years, you know, well, the leagues that are already getting crushed by the system are the ones that are going to continue to be, you know, left out.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.